Hi there, Wyatt. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Sarah wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and also to apply a very reduced rate for your young business. Now, I know that that Sarah does a great job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
I mean, what's it all include for the price?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Sure.
So I don't want to get told some dollar amount a day or month or whatever, and then me go check my account, and then all of a sudden, wow.
I know you're probably referencing your experience with the Angie Lead. First of all, ours is a fixed flat rate, so it bills once a month for the exact amount, never a penny more. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Calls come directly to you, though, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Our job is to simply create the content necessary to have your listing appear on the first page without someone typing in your business name, someone just typing in the keywords related to the services that you provide. Now, you do already have a verified listing. You've got the Wix site attached to it. Wyatt, is that something that you did yourself, or did somebody else help you out with that?
No, me and a buddy made that.
Okay,
together.
Good. Well, you guys did a great job. I mean, every business owner should at least be PIN verified, and Google does know that you're an active business in the local area, and what you've got is kind of the digital equivalent of a business card. You know, if you tell people this is the name of my company, they can go on Google, they can find your business, they can see that listing, they can see your Wix site. What our service would do, it would be to make sure that people who don't already know the name of your company are still able to find you. They're typing in site preparation or grading, resloping, whatever they might type in, excavation contractor, right? Your business will pop up. We'll create all the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Of course, the companies that are on the first page do get more phone calls, and they've got more opportunities, and ultimately they take on more work. But they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they do a better job than you can do, or because they have a bigger company. They're just on that first page because they've got more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. So we would create that content. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, you'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, to dozens and dozens of others, almost 70 different directories that are not as well known to the public, but they're all equally important to Google. They'll all, of course, be talking about your services and your service area. That's going to have you pop up in the local map ahead of your competitors. And, of course, the calls come to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, big jobs or small. You'd be looking at exactly $149 a month as an exact amount. That's with reduced pricing for you being a young business. Now, it's a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate. It's never going to balloon up on you. It is, like I said in the beginning, a fixed flat rate, so it would only bill once a month for that exact amount, no matter how long you choose to use the service. Now, it is a month-to-month service, no contract, so obviously our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, obviously, you're not starving for work. You've got some work on your own. You're able to get some of that overflow work from the friend you know who is, in fact, on that first page, and that's probably why he's got so many opportunities. But this would allow you to get your own phone calls, you know, and it's nothing at all like paying for a lead. It is, like I said, a flat rate month to month. You've already got the website. This would make it easier for people to find it. Now, being that you are able to take on at least a little bit more work here and there, I mean, you're going to be profitable. $149, I mean, one job that you weren't going to get otherwise offsets the cost of our service for many months. I mean, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs just to break even. You know, one good job is going to offset the cost and justify doing it. If you can take on more work here and there, I mean, we're talking about the power of Google, the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and where people go when they don't already know who to call. It's powerful for a young company like yours. But being that it's a month-to-month service, that fixed flat rate? Is that something that you might want for your business, that first page placement and the calls that you would get?
Yeah. So that would just put me at the first.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be in the local map, that pack result that pops up. People will be able to find you by typing in those simple keywords. Now, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase, as long as it's a service that you provide, and we're talking about it on those different destinations and directories. And we'll do a client interview with you. So we'll talk about all the different services that you want to provide, and we'll do, we'll generate, you know, a keyword list. You know, we'll do the keyword research, and whatever people are typing in for those services, we'll make sure that we're promoting you for those different keywords and search phrases that we're talking about that on the different directories that we'll create. And, you know, that's what's going to get you ahead of your competitors. The search engines for Google and Bing pretty much instantaneously index the information that's out there. And when you've got more content online, you can get the job. I mean, it's kind of that old football adage, you know. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best. But until we get you on that first page, which in this case is that playing field we're talking about, it's hard to win. You know, most consumers don't go past the first page. They find someone on that first page who does what they're looking for, and that's who they call. But even as a younger company, once we get you on that first page, you can be the guy that wins, the guy that beats out that bigger, more established business. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and you'll always know how many times you're popping up for each of those searches. Now, it is ACE contractors, right? That's how you would want the business to appear online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Contractor, I've kind of been tossing up the idea of changing it a little bit, but...
Well, you know, it's a good thing that we're promoting your business on almost 70 different directories and that we're creating the content. So, I mean, you already have the Google listing. I mean, don't get me wrong. The last thing we would want to do would be to create a duplicate listing. We will, though, ask for managerial access so we can, you know, update photos and, of course, link to it all the content that Google indexes. I mean, it looks like you've got a physical address on there, the 130084 132nd Street. But, I mean, it's not a showroom or an office even where people come to show you, right? That's not a brick and mortar location. It is, but it's not where you see consumers, right, or customers.
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to put my address at all.
Okay.
Google made.
So we can help you hide that because we are a Google Premier partner, and because when we work with Google, we let them know that most service-based businesses are run from the home. They understand that. If you don't see any customers come to you, they don't want to list the physical address. In truth, they actually don't want to have that address on there. We just need to make them understand why. Because really, they don't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do, especially if you're out in the field and you're not answering that door, right? So we'll make sure that that address is hidden. And then it looks like the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number that you would want your customers to call, right? It's the business number.
Yep.
715-491-5054. Is it a smartphone as well? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Perfect. And it's also the number on the website. And, of course, we'll be promoting that website, acecontractor03.wixsite.com. And then what is a good email address? I know that you've got on the website, you've got that contact form, but I don't see a physical address, a physical email address. Now, this would just be for us to contact you regarding your account. We're not going to promote the email address. It can be a business address or a personal email. What is a good email address for you then, either for your business or for yourself, Wyatt?
My business email is acecontractors0@gmail.
Acecontractors, and then before the @gmail?
03.
03. I heard the zero part, but then it cut out just a little bit. So just kind of like the the Wix site, right? Yeah, Ace Contractor 03 Wix site. So Ace Contractor 03 in this case at gmail.com is the email address for you. And then I never did, or Antara never did, get your last name. Wyatt, what is your last name, sir?
Crowd.
Did you say Crowd?
Correct.
Like C-R-O-W-D?
C-R-O-U-D.
C-R-O-U-D?
C-R-O-U-D, proud. Like you're proud to be proud.
P, gotcha. I thought you were saying crowd. There's just a little bit of kind of distortion in on the line there, like almost muffled. And Wyatt is W-Y-A-T-T?
Yes, W-Y-A-T-T.
Okay. All right. And then, Wyatt, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, it is for that exact amount, the $149. There's no setup fee at all. I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, talk about the services you want to be found in, the service area, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. What I will do now, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate. And in this case, we're even waiving your setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Mr. Proud. But you can stop me at any time, Wyatt, if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay, so Wyatt, give me just a second to get that set up. Okay, Mr. Proud, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Wyatt, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Ace Contractor LLC.
All right, and that is how I have that, as it appears on the Facebook page and everywhere else, Ace Contractors LLC. So we'll stick with the consistency of branding for the business. If anything ever does change, just let us know. And then, Mr. Proud, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wyatt Proud, owner. And operator.
Okay. And then as the owner and operator of Ace Contractors LLC, Mr. Proud, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then, Wyatt, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Proud, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Well, I guess I'm slightly confused by that.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you're going to be paying for our service. You're going to be using an account that you have access to, an account that is in your name. I mean, it's a silly question, but we have to ask it. You know, you're not borrowing a friend's card. It's not a card that you found off of the street, right?
Yeah, no, I found it in the backyard parking lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that, you know, the people who need your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you actually agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls and emails and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Proud, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Anything new, I mean, we're already aware you've got a Facebook page, you've got a website, you've got a verified Google listing. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And equally or even more important, especially if the business name changes, is we'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, why we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Crowd, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Okay. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Again, it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that no physical address will appear moving forward for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying, waiving your setup fee, reducing your rate down to that flat rate of $149, with it being, of course, a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today, the 23rd of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. And why it that $149 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Any device that can access the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, as long as they're in your service area and looking for your services, your business will be popping up on that first page. Now, it is, of course, a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. Once again, that rate will never go up. Now, as it is at will, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service entirely seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Why at all we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Proud, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Wyatt, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does conclude the voice verification, Mr. Proud. That first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
The Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear? Okay. Any middle initial on that particular card?
Yeah, two.
Okay. You said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Four three eight zero four seven zero 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 six six
27749.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0824.
08 of 2024, and then the last three digits on the back of that card?
604.
Just to kind of muffled again, could you repeat that one time?
604.
Okay, so I've got 604 on the back, and then it's August or 08 of 2024, the expiration date?
Yep.
Okay, and let me verify that card because I'm not sure I got it. Was it 4380 4700 0066 2749?
Yep.
Okay. And then, does that bill at the home address, the 13084 132nd Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, that's 54729. Now, Wyatt, in about the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, if I have what handy?
If you have a pen, just to write it down, if you want to put it into your phone, the client support phone number. You're going to get it anyway by way of email, but that toll-free number is 877-635.
What did you say it was?
877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one. To reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@local/.com. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, Mr. Proud, you'll receive all of that information by way of email. In about a minute, you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end here is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself does take about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like we've got a 3 o'clock available and also a 5 o'clock. Would that 5 o'clock work out for you today? I mean, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer or the 3. And then it's scheduled for an hour, but it takes about half an hour.
3 would work.
Okay. So we'll schedule it from 3 until 4. The call itself, like I said, will probably get to you a few minutes after 3, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. There is just barely enough, but still enough time for our automated system. What it likes to do is send you a reminder email an hour prior, so right there at 2 o'clock then. You'll receive an automated email reminding you that the call itself is scheduled in that 3 o'clock hour. I'm also going to send you in a minute or so a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and no problem if you do. It's going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then, Mr. Proud, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
Yeah.
Okay, so If you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom of it, and in the body of the email that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that is hyperlinked. It does go to where the text message automatically opens up, which is Local Splash Terms and Conditions, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
I got the text message.
Our system
Local Splash Terms Experience.
Correct, yeah. So we are going to optimize the Google Business Profile, the existing one that you already have. Of course, we'll do the same with a Bing listing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that use Bing, but that's still sizable. It's still significant, and we still want you to get those phone calls, too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories. Wyatt, I know you're busy, and I appreciate your patience. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one that does have the arrow pointing towards it, please do either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there. It is case sensitive. Of course, it needs appropriate spacing. So if you do copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or afterwards. And then once you've got Wyatt Proud in that box, click on the confirm signature box below it. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced the cost, but it'll never go up, that we waived your setup fee and everything. The other thing it does, of course, is it lets us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and consistent. Like I said, one of the first things that we're going to do is to hide that physical address that's currently on your Google listing. So it's an important step in the process. And then, of course, you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it does ask you for a username and a password. Wyatt, when you see that, just let me know.
Yep, I see it.
Okay. First of all, you don't have to worry about trying to put in a username or a password. It's simply our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your actual tracking. I think if you tried to put in a username and a password right now, it would simply give you an error message that the page itself has not yet been created. We'll start creating that with the content that we get from that follow-up call, that client interview that we'll be doing today at 3. I can give you the username, though. There is no password set just yet, but the username is the business phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself. So the username will always be simply 715-491-5054. In the next day or so, once the client dashboard is activated and you can start tracking everything, we'll officially text and email out, again, the username with a default password. Once you log in, you can change that default password if you like. Your username, though, is in the calendar invite that I sent out to you. Again, Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the email, support@localsplash.com, if you can, please include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there. It's the catch-all for everything related to your account. They will, when they do the client interview, give you photos at localsplash.com and a couple of other things that you can email departments directly. But like I said, you can just use that one and just reference your username or your phone number, and we'll get it out to the right department. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that website and that listing onto the first page so you can get more phone calls. We're looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. On a personal note, I want to thank you for your patience and your kindness in taking the call. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't always get that on every call. In fact, a lot of the times I get none of it. So it's always good to talk to someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope I've been of theirs, and you certainly were that. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team, though, Wyatt, giving you that follow-up call in about an hour or so here. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and you have a great upcoming weekend.
Thank you.
You too. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Prowse. Thanks again for your time. Take care. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.